This is Reggie, and thank you for watching. This is a series of one-on-one interviews with appliance servicers, so you get an inside look on the appliance industry. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the channel. This is Reggie, and we are sponsored by Encompass Supply Chain Solutions. Today is our servicer spotlight, and today we're interviewing the owners of Appliance To Go. Welcome to the channel, Ronaldo. I'm Reggie, Ronaldo, so you know, we already got that going.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome, awesome. So, first of all, we can't say the C word about what's going on right now in society because it messes up the algorithms. But we both have had our jab, so that helps. And we got all social distance going on. So I represent most of our viewers are future customers of yours or aspiring or current appliance store owners who may be looking for tips and just do a little bit of kind of a virtual networking. I'm here with you and picking your brain. First of all, how long have you guys been in business?
Well, we've been in business roughly for about 12 years and counting.
Okay, awesome. Now, you look kind of young. You look like you're about 12 or something. So the business is owned by your dad, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and he kind of gave you guys the keys to run it and keep the ship going, mm-hmm. Which is awesome, which is every father's dream. So as far as when a customer comes onto your lot, walks in the door, number one, beautiful, beautiful machines. You have a very nice inventory. There's a lot here, washers, dryers, refrigerators. Like this got a picture on what's going on. Am I watching TV? Like, I mean, it's all kind of technology going on here. So with, especially a TV like that, I'm concerned about breakdowns and stuff. So I come here and buy such a nice TV. I'm calling it a TV, it's a refrigerator. It looks like a TV. I'm coming here and I buy that refrigerator from you. Am I just, you know, as soon as I leave out the door, something happens, it's just all on me, or what do we
do? So that's a question we get here a lot. And okay, the main thing that we try to articulate with the customers and the potential customers is that we do offer warranty.
Awesome.
And that is, you know, one of the most important things to have, as opposed to, you know, buying something, whether it's on Facebook or anything else, that, you know, you may get it for a good price, but they'll just leave you hanging if anything. Mm-hmm. Here we do offer 3 months full warranty. And basically under the first 3 months, if there's ever any issues, any problems, any comments or whatever, you can give us a call and we'll send somebody out there. Wow. Now, the good thing about us is after the 3 months, that can be a year, 2 years, however long, we still do offer services, and typically what we'll do is we'll charge a $60 service fee for us to head out there, check it out, let you know what's wrong, and then it'll be plus the parts.
Wow, that's awesome. That's very long. Most people I talk to are like 30 or 60 days. Okay. So that is a really, really good warranty. So now, all right, so I picked out a beautiful machine from you guys, and now I want it delivered to my house. Now, if someone comes here like a Honda Civic, now, do you guys help us strap it to the roof with the thinnest twine you can find?
Well, I wouldn't recommend strapping it to the roof in a Honda Civic.
Okay.
And that's why we do here luckily offer delivery and installation services. And what it does is, you know, you let us know the city you're in, if it's first floor, second floor. And what we'll do is we'll generate a price that's, you know, convenient for both of us. And that'll be to deliver, install. And if you have any old appliances there, we can haul it away as well. You know, we'll do everything, connect everything. We just won't wash and dry your clothes, but we'll set you up to do that.
That's the catch. That's the catch. That's awesome. So not only, so I come in here, I pick out a machine. You guys are bringing it to me. Your Holloway old Betsy that, you know, I might've had for the last 20 years, that's been running strong for me. You'll install everything. Can't get you to wash from me. Okay. All right, it's not a deal breaker. But you do everything else. That is awesome. Okay, so as far as what I'm getting, I see these iron boxes or anything, right? Where do they come from? Like, what's the history on some of these machines?
Yeah, so basically we've never been a fan of, you know, just buying individual appliances off people. What we do is, luckily we've been in the position to have contracts with certain companies, and what they'll do is they'll bring us trailer loads full of appliances. Now, the way these appliances are, you know, acquired by us is that basically it can be something brand new that while delivering it, it could have gotten scratched up or dent and year long, they can't sell it anymore. Or it can be something that, you know, had an issue on the way there, and that's why we receive it here. And what we do is we make sure, you know, we test everything good, we replace it all with new parts. And that's why, you know, we stand strong on the warranty that we do offer.
Awesome. Now our audience are not only future customers, but also, like, as I was saying, technicians that's watching.
Okay.
They're going to know, and I'm a dad too. So it's awesome your dad is kind of, you know, handing off the business to you guys. Tell us a little bit about him.
Okay, so, you know, personally to me, my dad is, you know, my biggest inspiration, you know, someone I really look up to. And the thing about it is, you know, with any business, it's all about, you know, having that passion, having that love, whether it's, you know, for the customers or just for the product itself. And that goes to show, you know, the longevity of something, you know, that the company can have and the business can have, knowing that, you know, it's being handled with care and, you know, being treated as such. And another thing about him is, you know, he's someone that always has had the, you know, entrepreneur mindset. Yeah. And before here, you know, a quick, you know, 180 turn, we've had a restaurant before here. So, you know, there, you know, we're used to dealing with the customers and stuff like that. But here is definitely a new ball game. But one thing I would say, you know, for the future people that plan to eventually open up a shop or have a business certain like this, I would definitely say, you know, work on taking good care of the appliances and having something that you can stand on and know that, you know, when you deliver, it'll last, you know, 10, 20 years.
Awesome.
Another thing as well, when handling customers, it's very important to allow them to come here, feel welcomed, and give them the opportunity to browse. You know, because I always think about, if I'm gonna buy an appliance, I don't want someone to say, this is what we have, this is it, you know, this is, you know, I like to search and also, you know, have the knowledge of answering any questions they have, whether, you know, what's the capacity of this, you know, what are certain features that this has that these don't have, or, you know, is this energy efficient, is this not, you know, just to supply them with the certain, you know, resources and information needed and give them the time to, you know, browse and find which appliance is good for them.
Wow. Wow. So you sound like someone that's been doing this for 40 years. So dad has done an awesome job of training you guys. By the way, it's two sons, one behind the camera. awesome job of training you guys. And so that brings me to my next question as far as your background. Oh, by the way, dad isn't here. When he said serial entrepreneur, that's why he's out working on the next business. Business for the grandkids.
Future.
So what's your background? What are you like? Right now you said you're in school.
Yes.
What are you studying?
So basically I'm studying business administration.
Wow.
And you know, I chose that path not only because it's something I'm interested in, but I know it's something that can potentially, you know, help my father and his business. And, you know, this business to be able to grow and to be able to have that, you know, college education that unfortunately he wasn't able to receive and, you know, allow us to grow and become bigger than what we are now.
Wow. That is every father's dream. I know he's proud of you guys. I've spoke to him several times. Great guy, great family.
Thank you.
Awesome products here. The quality of your products reflect the quality of you guys' character. So, appliance to go, Lawrenceville Highway. Still got some important questions now. All right, so we got all that out the way. Now to the ever popular lightning round questions. So here we ask four really, really important questions. There is no right or wrong answer, right? So amongst the appliance community, there's a huge debate on dryer rollers, so drum rollers. So if you don't know what that is, there's little wheels that roll the drum. And so when you replace that wheel, some people either leave it, install the new wheel dry, or they lubricate it. What say you?
Okay. Well, without giving too much of the secret out, we definitely use lube.
Okay.
But we use, you know, a certain type of lube that we've found to, you know, work very, 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 very good.
Okay.
But definitely one thing I would say is, you know, removing the old wheel, it's important to clean it. Right. Because you'll find, whether it's surprisingly, you know, hair particles wrapped around it or just whether it's lint and stuff wrapped around it. So I would definitely say you want to make sure to clean it. And you know, there is a debate, no wrong, right or wrong, but I definitely like to use lube.
Okay, okay. And the type of use is important, because I know some servicers, I think mostly everybody agreeing that grease isn't the best.
Yeah.
Because you get the lint sticks to it and it'll dry, it's the worst. But there's other tricks, and maybe I'll find out later, we'll see. Tell me some secrets, man. All right, so if you had, question number two, if you had, okay, if there's only one appliance that you can sell forever for the rest of your career here, would it be a washer, dryer, refrigerator, oven, and why?
That's a good question. So initially, my first thought would be a washing machine over a dryer. And the reason for that is because, you know, especially in my country, in my background where I was raised, you know, we were used to just hang drying clothes and, you know, just hanging it out. And therefore, you know, a washer is important. But if we're bringing a refrigerator into the mix, I definitely may say refrigerator, just because, you know, knowing that that is something that a lot of people really need to, you know, store their food, especially when they have kids or babies and they need to keep the milk cold. Mm-hmm. I would definitely have to go with a refrigerator.
Awesome. Okay. Okay. Gas dryer or electric dryer?
Okay, so I would definitely go with an electric dryer.
Okay.
Granted, you know, it all depends on where you're at and what your house permits or your apartment permits, but I would definitely go with an electric machine.
Okay, all right. Now, our final question is usually our hardest question. You may want to grab your phone and Google to help you with the answer to this. It's very, very difficult. What's the best part supplier you have ever used, ever heard of?
Well, it may be difficult for others. For me, it's a simple question. I would definitely always go with Encompass Parts.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Encompass Parts. Now, Encompass Parts based out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, but there are warehouses all over the country. So dealers will get one day shipping on your parts. Now, with these parts from Encompass, a lot of them come with optional 2 to 3 year warranties. They are OEM parts. They're the original manufactured replacement parts in your machines. So there's a link in the description. If you need quality parts, if you are a servicer and you're looking, you need a wholesale account with a quality part supplier, the link is in the description. And most importantly, how do you get to these guys? This great family, this great business with these great, great products. In the description, it's going to tell me your phone number and address.
Yes, so we're Appliances To Go. We're located here in Lawrenceville, Georgia. The address is 3203 Lawrenceville Highway, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30044. And our phone number is 678-805-8850. We hope to see you guys soon.
All right. Thank you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, so you can see more of our in-depth interviews with appliance servicers. This is Reggie. I'll see you on the next episode.